The first of this year's Nobel Prize Awards came out this morning in Stockholm, this one in physiology or medicine. It will be shared by two scientists who figured out how the nose works. Linda Buck works at the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Center in Seattle. Richard Axel is a Howard Hughes Scholar at Columbia University. The two of them figured out how our noses and brains can distinguish between 10,000 different smells. Joining us to explain all is NPR science correspondent Richard Harris. Richard, let me guess, the nose has 10,000 different detectors to get 10,000 different smells, yes?
That would seem to be a sensible way to do it, but in fact, the nose has only about 1,000 different detectors. So the mystery really has been, how can we distinguish so many different smells with so few receptors to work with? Buck and Axel solved this mystery. They figured out that a given chemical that causes a single odor can actually bind to a unique combination of detectors, say two or three different ones. The brain then associates that pattern with a particular smell. If it's a warning smell like rotten meat, that alerts one part of the brain to trigger a sense of repulsion. If it's a sweet smell like a lilac, that then is associated with pleasant emotions. And of course, these smells can then help us avoid deadly rotten meat, and they can help us take pleasure in lying in the garden.
Well, give us an example of how it works.
Well, Linda Buck is fond of talking about one example, a chemical called octanol. It has an aroma that's reminiscent of roses or oranges, and octanol binds to one particular set of detectors in the nose. But here's the thing. If you take one small change to the octanol molecule, you can turn it into octanoic acid, and voila, it binds to a different combination of receptors. And the smell, by the way, then becomes rancid and sweaty. Alex, I remember I was back in college at a chemistry lab class, and I was surprised to learn that caraway and spearmint scents are actually carried by two molecules. They're essentially the same. They're only different in the way they're shaped. They're mirror images, like a left shoe and a right shoe. But when you smell them, of course, the smell is entirely different. So again, this must be because those shapes bind to a different pattern of receptors in the nose.
Those are remarkably different scents. So yeah. Here we are in the 21st century. Why did it take us so long to figure out how one of our five very basic senses works?
Well, it turns out there was no obvious way to do this, to figure out how the nose and the brain work together, until scientists got a good handle on manipulating DNA. Now, Linda Buck and Richard Axel really first went about their research by looking at the genes that are involved in smell. It turns out it's a lot easier to identify genes than it is to identify the proteins that do everything inside our noses and our brains. So once they had a good idea of what the genes were and how they were involved, they used all sorts of other cutting-edge tools to help decipher the rest of the process. I'd like to give you just one quick example. Dr. Axel and his lab took the DNA out of a nose cell of a mouse, and they put that DNA into a mouse egg, and they created a cloned mouse from that nose cell. Pretty amazing, huh?
Well, maybe that's the practical application of this. I'm not sure Nobel Prizes are associated with practical applications, but do we get something from this?
Who knows? I mean, it's fundamentally interesting. But one thing that kind of intrigues me is both of these labs are now trying to figure out how pheromones work. These are hormones that move from one animal to another. And both of these labs are now sort of trying to figure out if there are parallels between smell and pheromones to really understand how this whole process works. And no one's proven that pheromones work in humans, but if they do, you know, maybe that could help explain the mysterious feeling we call animal magnetism.
I love. NPR science correspondent Richard Harris. Thanks, Richard.
My pleasure.